Damn. So I want to share a story. Happened last year. Thanksgiving. Originally supposed to be emceed by Jazz and Angel. But because of the turkey problems and the food, Jazz was like, how many hours? Like 5 hours in the car back and forth getting the food. So they asked me to emcee. I was like, okay, that's cool. That's fine. Glad I came early. So Angel and I, we spent about 2 hours writing a script for the night. And we did it in the office computer. And we went up to go eat, and then we came back, and then someone had deleted the Word document that we'd worked on. So I, being a kind of hot-headed person, got really upset. And Pastor Sam looked at me, he saw me, came up to me, and he's like, what's wrong, what's wrong? When I went to ask where the document went, someone had said something, not in a mean way, but not in a nice way. Not like, oh, I'm sorry. It was just like, you should have saved it. So I was like, what? And I walked up, and Pastor Sam saw me, and he looked at me, and he was just like, listen, you gotta just, the enemy is always trying to attack you in ways that will make you fall, make you want to do things that out of anger, out of spite. And he quickly prayed for me, and the night went really well without a script. Praise the Lord. What continued on, the next Sunday, Pastor Sam came up to me and was like, hey, I need you to make a jam performance. I was like, okay, when? 2 weeks, Christmas. I was like, yeah, I'll do my best. And he really encouraged me. A lot of people have said already how much Pastor Sam can encourage someone, and how much of a blessing he's been to everybody. And for me too, being a leader in a church is something I've never done. And with Pastor Sam on my back, I always felt encouraged. I always felt his support behind me. And if ever I went through something wrong happened or something didn't work my way, Pastor Sam was right there and he's praying for me. And by the grace of God, the girls did a great job, and we had a really good performance at the joint English ministry. I didn't make a fool out of myself, and the church looked really, really good in my opinion. And it's all for God's glory. But Pastor Sam really, he's just such an encouragement to me. And, you know, growing up Christian, I never really had that leadership responsibility, so I didn't know what it was like to have a pastor really pull for you, to really see you succeed and not want to just like control you, but to let you do what you want. And I just want to thank you, Pastor Sam, for giving me your encouragement, for giving me the chance to take over a leadership role here in JCM, and I'm going to miss you so much. Yeah. Love you, Pastor Sam.